Pakistan arrests Chinese man for throwing local worker into furnace. By Edwin Mora on May 24, 2019. Police officers in Pakistan this week arrested an engineer from China for allegedly pushing a Pakistani worker into a three-story deep furnace for failing to understand his instructions at a factory in Punjab's Faisalabad region. The move prompted other employees to protest against Chinese nationals' alleged mistreatment of local staffers. The worker, identified only as Sheroz, survived but sustained burns to 40% of his body. Beijing and Islamabad are close allies, with Muslim-majority Pakistan going as far as refusing to condemn China's wicked crackdown on Muslims. The arrest of the Chinese national took place Wednesday in the Faisalabad district of Punjab province. A reporter from the Press Trust of India, PTI, explains. A Chinese national was arrested in Pakistan on Wednesday for allegedly pushing a Pakistani worker into a burning furnace in Punjab province for failing to comprehend his instructions, triggering protests by co-workers, a media report said. The Pakistani laborer, identified only as Sheroz, was pushed into the furnace by the Chinese supervisor of the labor force. The Chinese boss reportedly lost his cool after the worker failed to comprehend his instructions, the report said. The injured, identified only as Sheroz, employee was shifted to a hospital for treatment. China provides cash-strapped Pakistan with weapons and money to keep mutual enemy India in check. Beijing has imported tens of thousands of Chinese nationals to work on its projects in Pakistan, particularly the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC, a component of the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. Seeking to connect China to more than 60 countries in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and the Western Hemisphere through a massive network of land and sea routes. Sheroz suffered substantial burns and ultimately ended up in the hospital, Dawn reports, noting that he remains alive. They, factory workers, allege that following a heated exchange of words, the Chinese engineer deliberately pushed a worker, identified only as Sheroz, into a 3-foot-deep furnace, Dawn reports. The workers argued that local law enforcement tried to hush up the issue, namely by pressuring the victim into stating that he fell into the furnace accidentally. Police Superintendent, SP, for Faisalabad District's town of Medina, Tahir Maqsood, reportedly indicated on Wednesday. The workers were alleging that the supervisor pushed their colleague into a furnace intentionally, while the Chinese foreigner claimed that it was an accident. The worker, according to doctors, suffered 40% burns, he added. Dawn adds. Maqsood alleged the authorities are actively investigating the alleged murder and would make a decision based on merit. Following the alleged incident, Chinese engineers and workers exchanged words. The workers staged a protest demonstration against the Chinese engineers and demanded registration of a case against the suspect, Dawn further notes. The workers threatened to go on strike for an indefinite period if authorities failed to make an arrest. While talking to reporters, disgruntled factory workers said Chinese nationals working at the factory treated them harshly. The incident took place at a battery manufacturing facility amid a dispute between the Chinese supervisor and a worker over a missing remote control for one of the machines. Superintendent Maqsood, a division supervisor said, according to Dawn. China has expressed concerns about protecting the Chinese nationals from groups that opposed Beijing's presence, namely the ethnic separatist group Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, which also stands against Islamabad for not granting them autonomy. The BLA has repeatedly attacked Chinese projects in Pakistan, particularly BRI initiatives that run through Balochistan. To the dismay of the BLA, the Chinese BRI project is expected to run through Balochistan, which is plagued by Islamist, sectarian, and separatist insurgencies. The United States has expressed concerns that China is using the BRI as a vehicle for predatory lending practices that can erode a borrowing country's sovereignty by miring it in unsustainable debt collateralized with natural resources and other strategic assets. Under current BRI agreements in Africa and Europe, China can take over infrastructure if the borrowing nations default on their loans. Moreover, the U.S. believes China is using BRI as a smokescreen for expanding its military influence across the world. In May, BLA separatists, many of them considered secular, demanded that Beijing put the brakes on what they consider to be exploitative projects in Balochistan, Gulf News reports. They also warned Pakistan to end its genocide of Baloch people, otherwise, we would respond with more attacks.